Mornington's newest breakfast show.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Smile 90.4 FM.
Tell us a little bit about what you're not qualified to do, but you're doing.
I did that offshore Hewitt course to go work on an oil rig.
Okay.
So it was that whole, they tip the helicopter upside down type thing.
Yes.
It was awesome. A brilliant course. Fairly expensive course, but brilliant.
Yeah.
Got an interview at a company. I said, you know what? Here's my papers. Here's my training course. And they looked at me and said, but you don't have the experience.
Oh.
So I looked at them and said, but
yeah.
How do I get experience? So like, not by working on an oil rig. Like, okay, but how do I get on this? She's like,
yeah.
Fine. You know, this course was a waste of time, which I'm extremely happy about.
Right.
Waste of time, waste of money, because right now I'm a security manager for an amazing office park, and I work with the most amazing people on this planet.
Wow.
And you know what? I'm so happy that those oaks turned me down.
Yes.
Because I wouldn't change what I do now for the world.
Yeah. I love that.
Beautiful.
See, I love that.
You don't understand how much I love my job, Ryan. I just thank them every day for the life they've given me and the opportunities they give me. They are by far the best people.
I have no qualifications at all. I don't even have my matric. But through hard work and determination and always having the thought in my mind that you are never too old to learn, I am now one of three finance ladies in the excellence group, and we have numerous companies that we handle, and I'm loving every minute of it. It's a lot of pressure, but I love pressure. So, yep, from no qualifications, hard work and determination, you can get where you need to get to.
And you're always surprised when you meet somebody and they've got a degree in something that you never expected them to have. Like you'll see an actor or you'll see a player or a singer, famous singer, and you go, oh, he's Dr. Alban. He's not really a doctor. And they go, no, he is a doctor. He's a dentist.
No way.
He's a Nigerian dentist turned singer.
Yeah.
And obviously singing was more successful than fixing teeth. Also, listen, this is, comes as a shock. I try and do this because it's taking me a while to get this impersonation right? So, Who am I? Come on.
Clown.
No, man. You get a clown out of that impersonation.
You guys.
Who am I?
Oh, it's one.
Yes.
Chang.
Thank you.
Something Chang.
Thank
actor.
You. Yong. Jong.
Yes, that's him.
From where?
Hangover.
Hangover.
Dr. Ken Jong.
That's it.
Indeed he is. Do you know he's a qualified doctor?
Yeah, I
did you know that?
Actually,
yeah. He had a series about it as well.
Oh, right. Sorry, guys. You know,
sorry.
You guys know.
Sorry.
You know how to, you know, make my bubble deflate.
Yeah,
man. Oh, Dr. Ken Jong.
That was a good impersonation. Well done.
Oh, all of that hard work. And you guys knew he was a doctor. Oh, all right.
You guys know that Hugh Jackman, Wolverine. I mean, Come on, the Wolverine.
The Wolverine, yeah.
He was actually a gym teacher. Now imagine being in that guy's class.
That's why he's so ripped.
Looking at him and the way he looks, I'll be like, nope.
You bring a sick letter from home. Hey, sorry, yeah. Mr. Wolverine, sir. I can't do PT today. I got a thing. The doctor said I can't.
Yeah. You do know, sir, that you regenerate, but I get tired. And I just imagine that. No, you don't know what pain is, man. Try having some blades come out of your fist. Get on that wall.
You mean?
So, my dad is actually an engineer.
Okay.
And when he found out, well, he's a very, I don't want to say typical engineer, but very focused, left brain.
Got you.
And when he found out that Rowan Atkinson, Mr. Bean, is actually also a qualified engineer, he decided that automatically makes him and a comedian as well. So how dare we not think he's funny?
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Was he funny?
Yes. Well, to us, maybe a bit annoying. Maybe to other people, they would think, okay, this is a funny, interesting man. To us, we were just mostly very embarrassed hiding ourselves behind the car chairs. And, Dad, no, what are you doing?
Follow us on Instagram at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.